what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the feed room talking to Ben Withers. Listen.
Go on, take your choice, Abner. You can have either the pencil or the pen.
Well, Doc, or Ben, I don't want neither one of them.
But I want you to have it. That's why I called you back here, Abner. Now, go on, take your choice.
Well, Ben, these things belong to you. Got your name carved right on them. Doc Withers, right there.
Well, that's why I don't want to keep them anymore. I don't want anything around to remind me of Doc Withers. That's all over. Today is a new day. When I leave here, I don't want to take any part of yesterday with
you.
Now, which are you better at, Abner? Ink or lead pencil? I knew a man in Mount Ida, Harold P. Martin, a friend of mine. Harold could do scroll work with a pen, curlicues, one thing and another. Oh, fanciest writing you've ever seen.
What do you write?
I don't know. I never could make it out. But it was fancy.
Well.
But you know, you could put a pencil in Harold's hand and he couldn't write a thing. Just plain ordinary letters. Anyone could read it. But there you have it. Harold was an ink man. And the fellow standing next to him might be a pencil man. Now then, which are you, Abner?
Well, I don't know, hardly. Lom claims I can't write with neither one.
Well, how about the pencil then? Pencils are always nice.
No. Yeah, no. I just wouldn't feel right about taking either one of them at all.
Abner, I want you to have it. Well, you'll always have something to remember me by. I want you to think about me once in a while when I'm gone.
Well, now, here, you ain't going no place, Ben. How many times do we have to tell you that?
Well, I may be back through this part of the country sometime. Never can tell. But in the meantime, you'll be wanting a pencil to write me some letters. You're going to write me, aren't you?
Why, sure, Ben, but...
All right, then. Maybe you better take the pen. I think you can write smaller and get more on the page. Hey, did I hear somebody come in the front door up there?
Yeah, I believe so. No, you take that now. Don't force that on me right now.
No, now, take the pen, Abner.
No, them pens, I can't get out of the habit of sort of sticking them in my mouth, you know, when I write. And I get too much ink in there.
Well, then, wouldn't you rather have the pencil?
No, I don't want neither one. Right, wait a minute, I better go up there and see who it is, I reckon.
Well, now, here, take the pen, Abner.
No, I ain't going to do it now.
Well... Come right back, then, as soon as you get through waiting on whoever it is.
Yeah, I will.
And if it's Lom or Milford, tell them I want to see them. I've got a little something for them.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, how do you do, sir? What can I do for... Oh, it's you, Lom.
Yeah, where was you at? Back talking to Ben?
Yeah. Doggett, I'm glad you're here, too. He's still bound and determined he's going to leave Pine Ridge.
Yeah, I figured that. I could tell yesterday he meant every word of what he said.
Well, now, Lom, we can't let him leave.
Well, we ain't going to.
Well, he's back there now trying to give everything he's got away. You know that pen and pencil said he's got? One that's got his name wrote on it.
Yeah, did he give that away?
No, not yet, but he wants to. Says he don't want nothing to remind him of ever being called Doc. Of course, he's trying to act like it don't mean a whole lot to him, but I can tell underneath. His poor old heart is just some busted.
Well, I know just about how the poor old feller feels.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, he spent his whole life in one line of work, you might say, and now he's giving it up.
Yeah.
Giving it up because he knows things have passed him by. Because he knows there's others that can do the job a whole lot better than he can. You know, that ain't an easy thing to admit to yourself, Abner.
No, I don't reckon it is.
But here's a man that's got the courage to do it. You've got to give him a lot of credit for that.
Well, Doggett, it sounds like you're in favor of him quitting and leaving town.
No, I ain't. Leastways, not about him leaving town. Fact is, I sat up half the night last night trying to study up some way to keep him here.
Oh.
But for him quitting his veterinary work, I can understand how he feels about that. He's quitting for the same reason he started. His love for animals. Now that he knows there's a real vet over Cherry Hill, he realizes he ain't needed no more.
No, Doggett, that must be a terrible way to feel. Bless his heart. Bless his heart.
I'd say it's the worst one thing that can happen to a body.
You know, Lom, he's back there now trying to shiver up his feelings. He was putting on being sort of jolly to me a while ago. Telling me some funny things that happened over at Mount Ivy. Trying to be like his old self, but... It didn't seem the same at all.
Well, the whole thing is he don't want us to feel sorry for him. Afraid somebody's going to pity him.
You know what he told me once this morning? He said he was going somewhere and get into the watch repairing game.
Watch repairing?
Yeah, that's fixing watches and clocks.
I know, but he couldn't learn that at his age. Takes time to pick up something like that. 3 or 4 months about.
That long?
Well, of course. And after he learned it, where would he set up business? It ain't easy for a stranger to get started in some new community. Now, the only thing for him to do is settle down right here in Pine Ridge.
Why, sure, Ted.
We're bound to find some kind of a job that'll suit him sooner or later.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell him. I told him again that he could work right here in the store, but he just wouldn't do it at all.
Well, I know why he turned that down. He knows that we don't actually need nobody, and we're just doing it to help him out. See, he don't want to take nothing that sounds like charity to him. He's got his pride, same as everybody else.
Hmm. Well, he might feel that he can't afford to stick around Pine Ridge until some kind of a job does turn up, man.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about his finance condition. I wonder if he's got enough money to tide him over for a little while.
I doubt it. I'm pretty sure he ain't got much more than $20.
How do you know that?
Well, he was trying to find some place to go where the bus fare weren't over $20, I know that. Of course, he never come right out and said that's all the money he had, but I could tell pretty well by the way he said it that that's just about all he's got.
Well, Granny, he couldn't get no worse on that.
No.
Especially the way inflation's gone up.
Why, no. He wouldn't be able to live a month on that, hardly. Couldn't live high on it, no.
I'll say not. Well, howdy, Squire. Hello there, Ulysses.
Well, gentlemen.
How are you today, Ulysses?
Yeah, okay, Lum.
Well, you all look like some kind of a committee coming around.
Well, we are, Lum. Sort of one, yes.
Uh-oh. What's the donate for this time?
Well, I think you'll agree that this is for a good cause, Lum.
Oh, so I guess right, huh? Come back here, Abner.
Well, Ben wanted me to come back and talk to him some more.
Well, you can go back there in a minute. What's it all about, Squire?
Well, it has to do with a very vital problem that's come up in our community, Lum. I mean this mysterious voice that's threatening to upset the peace of mind of the whole town.
Oh, I see.
Well, my dog is, I don't want to donate no money to him. Let him starve. I don't care.
Well, it's not that, Abner.
Well, what is it, then? Can he pay his phone bill?
No, the money doesn't go to the voice. We don't even know who that is. The donation is to give us more adequate police protection here in Pine Ridge.
You don't mean it goes to Uncle Henry Lunsford, do you?
No.
Because I don't think he earns the money he's getting now. Near as I can figure out, he ain't did a thing about the voice so far. I don't know how he expects to get reelected again.
Well, in the first place, Lum, this is a baffling case. And in the second place, Uncle Henry can't cope with it all by himself. Man can only work 24 hours a day, you know. He can't do that.
Well, he has a hard enough time doing it 8 hours a day.
Well, here's the whole idea, Lum. Uncle Henry has agreed to do a pretty thorough job of patrolling the town during the daytime. But now we need somebody to take over the job during the night.
Uh-huh.
In other words, a sort of a night watchman here.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it's okay.
After all, most of the calls that folks has got from the voice has been during the night.
Yes. Now, as you know, the city funds don't allow for any extra police work. So what we're doing is taking up a collection to pay this night watchman salary.
Well, about how much do you figure we'll have to donate per head?
Well, we're more or less leaving that up to the individual. I personally started off with
$5.
Yes. Now, Ezra Seastrunk and Earl Pomeroy, they're both working on this, too. They figure that if we can get a dollar apiece from everybody here in town, we could build up a big enough fund to hire him for a few weeks.
Well, that sounds reasonable enough. I'm for it. I can tell you that right now.
But wait a minute. Have you done hire this fellow, Squire?
No, we haven't, Abner. We want to make sure we can raise the money first.
Well, I don't think you don't need to talk to him. I'll take it.
You'll take it?
Yes, sir.
Well, you can't hold down a job like that. You can't set up all night long and work at the store in the daytime, too.
Well, I was aiming on giving up the store work. That sounds like a heap better paying job than this in here, I believe.
Well, you ain't going to do that. I need you here. Besides, you ain't the type no way.
How come I ain't?
I can't see no sense in hiring a night watchman that has to have a bodyguard run around with him all the time.
Uh-oh. Well, it's not a very good paying job anyway, Edna. See, when you spread that fund over 2 or 3 weeks, it'll just give a man barely enough to get by on. As a matter of fact, I'm afraid that's going to be our big problem, is finding a man to take it.
Well, then, you mean you ain't got nobody for the job yet?
No. Now, Ezra sort of...
Well,
talk.
Just a minute. Your search is over.
Not long. You can't take it neither.
I don't mean me. Here we've been wrecking our brains trying to find a job for Ben Withers, and I granny's here it is. Just made the order for him.
Don't get that right.
Well, yes, that's an excellent idea, Lom. Yes, Ben would be a good man for the job.
Come on, let's go back right now and tell him the good news.
Oh, it'll just tickle him to death.
Esquire, I want you to be the one to tell him so he won't think it was our idea.
Yes.
Hey, Ben. Ben, there's somebody here to see you. Well, where is he? Hey, Ben.
Oh, my goodness. He must have left already, Lom.
Left?
Why, sure. See there? His valise is gone, too.
Granny, we're too late. He's done gone.
Well, Ben Withers may have left Pine Ridge, but his memory will always remain.